everybody, and welcome back to the Feel Better podcast. I'm your host, Roger Tumineri, and with me today is Dr. Kian from Revita Therapy.
Yes.
Welcome. How are you?
I'm doing well. Thank you for having me. Excited to be here.
Good, good. I'm really excited to get to know you a bit. I know our viewers are probably curious to know what you're doing to help people feel better. But before that, Dr. Kian, could you just kind of give us like a bit of a background on, you know, who you are and what you're doing and kind of what inspired you to start this business?
Yeah, so in taking it all the way back, I used to play soccer,
nice.
Right? So as a lot of athletes, we get injuries, and that put me from the soccer field into the rehab room.
Right.
And I spent so much time there, I think I probably developed a passion for helping athletes and people with injuries. So myself and my co-founder, Dr. Bianca, we opened up Revita Therapy, Kipling and Evans Avenue, and that's exactly what we do there.
Great. So you work with a lot of athletes then?
Well, it's a mixture. We have athletes and we also have general population,
right?
So even though maybe I started off with athletes, that's where my original passion was, taking it to the everyday person, that is, it's so fulfilling to
yes.
help the everyday person, right? So there we do a mixture of both.
I love that. So every day you go to work, you spend 8 or 10 or 12 or goodness knows how many hours at work, but every minute of that, you're actually helping people.
Yeah.
And specifically helping them feel better.
Yeah, feel better.
So that's a very noble calling. You must feel good about that.
I feel good about that. Every day, you know, whether it's like an early patient or you're staying late in the office, it's always different. It's always a different challenge, a different patient, and it's exciting. It's fulfilling.
Nice. Yeah. So why Etobicoke? Why that location?
Well, we knew people in the area. We knew some small businesses in the area as well. So we wanted to start off by doing something like this, connecting in the community, connecting with people who are very like-minded to us. So that's why we chose this location. And we've been open for about a year and a half, and it's been going fantastic.
Oh, nice. Congrats. Yeah. So you're almost at that two-year hump.
Almost at the
two-year
hump.
So you're almost over it.
Almost
that's
there.
Great. Well, hopefully this will help you catapult over the two-year
hump.
I
hope so. We're approaching it slowly.
That's great. Well, it's really cool to talk to people in the wellness space because they are obviously devoting their lives to helping people feel better, but also in our neck of the woods here in West Toronto or South Etobicoke specifically, it's a wonderful community and it's a very vibrant area.
It is.
So you must be like loving that, working in this area. Are you from here originally?
Not originally, but I used to live in this area. I live in Oakville now.
Nice.
But this area to me is special. I used to live here for about 5 or 6 years.
Right.
Yeah.
No, that's fantastic. So what would you want people to know most about who you are and what you guys do?
Well, we try and approach, and I don't want to make it too complicated, we try and approach healthcare a little bit differently. So we have a framework that we use with every patient. So maybe if you go to a typical chiropractic clinic, you might walk in and you have back pain. So their goal is they want to try and help you with back pain. One thing we say at Revita Therapy is a framework we use. We want to know the actual goal of why you want to get rid of that back pain, right? So is it to get back to golfing? Is it to get back to jogging? But that way we can actually help patients accomplish a higher level goal than just simply let's get rid of your back pain. So that's one thing that we do. Number two, if you've ever been to a chiro or physio multiple times, you probably start to develop a preference. You like certain things. I like cupping. I like acupuncture. Maybe if I get massage, I like deep pressure or I don't like deep pressure. Number two, we want to extract and hear what the patient has to say. Like, what are your preferences that will help you if we were to create a plan that will help you actually get from point A to point B? We want the process to be as comfortable as possible because many people who see us, they are in pain. And then the last thing is we want to create long-term outcomes. So if you have ever thrown out your back and it's a reoccurring thing, maybe 2-3 times a year, when you see us, we want to make sure that that reoccurrence stops. So we want to try and figure out what we call root cause of why the pain is happening, right? So if there's one thing anyone is going to know about Revita Therapy, we try and operate with every patient within that framework. What's the goal? Long-term outcomes, and then how do we create an individualized treatment plan where you actually enjoy the process of getting better?
I love it. That's great. So that adds a tremendous amount of context yes. to the healthcare conversation mm-hmm. for that individual. So you're looking at it more from like a holistic perspective.
Holistic and an individual perspective.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. And I see how you build hope into the scenario too.
Yes.
Like let's get you out of pain so you can go play golf again.
Yes.
Yeah.
Everyone has the actual driver of why they want to get rid of their pain. It's never, I want to get rid of my neck pain. It's I want to get rid of my neck pain because right now I've come to see you because I can't sleep anymore. So there's always a reason why they're taking action. We want to try and figure out that deeper meaning as to why are you taking action right now?
Great.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you're not treating just the symptoms.
Just not the symptoms.
Which that's really important to share, right? Because I think it's not too off the mark to speculate
that
some people would think that practitioners like yourself are simply just treating symptoms.
Yeah.
But you're going way deeper to find the root cause.
Way deeper, yeah. And we're treating people. We're working with people every day, and people are very complex. So we want to take the healthcare. We want to listen to the patient. We want to hear what they're saying. We want to include what they're looking for at Revita Therapy.
Great.
That's how we came up with that framework.
Amazing. Yeah. Amazing. Well said. Well, maybe that might be a perfect way to end this, but maybe you could just let our viewers know how to get in touch with you and where the clinic is. And
Kipling and Evans Avenue. We're on every social media. We're on YouTube. We're on Instagram, TikTok. You could just search Revita Therapy. We will come up. Revita Therapy in Etobicoke.
Love
I don't remember the individual handles for YouTube, TikTok, Instagram.
Yeah, no, it's
Instagram,
all good, and they'll find it here,
too. But you search Revita Therapy in Etobicoke, that's us.
Awesome. Dr. Keon, thank you very much for joining us.
Well, thank you for having
really nice
me.
Chatting with you.
Thank you for having me.
And thanks for joining us on the Feel Better podcast. We'll see you next time. Bye for now.